Family, friends, it's Wednesday, hoy es miércoles, April the 24th, 2024, 2 Kings, chapter 17. We lament. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your word this day, for indeed, you are an awesome God. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. And Father God, we bless your holy name today. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, my Lord, my God, my King. Thank you, Father God, for another day, another opportunity to be in your presence yet on this side of eternity. Another opportunity to display your goodness to those that are around us. Father God, indeed you are good. You are great and greatly to be praised. You are awesome in all your ways. Father God, we love you today. I bless you, Lord God. I love you, Lord Father God, from the depths of my heart. From all that is within me, my heart cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, my Lord, my God, my King. Hallelujah. You be glorified on today, Father God. There is none like you. You are Alpha and Omega. And we look forward this day, Father God, receiving from you our daily bread, that we may go forth, do, and be all that you've created us for, that you might get the glory. You are worthy of glory. And we thank you in the mighty and magnificent name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord. We pray unto you. Be glorified, Father God. And family, I thank you once again. Thank you for allowing me into your quiet space, allowing me time to come alongside you while you listen and hear and receive of the Lord our God. The Lord has allowed us to entitle this particular episode, We Lament, 2 Kings, chapter 17. In the 20th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hoshea, the son of Eli, began to reign in Samaria over Israel, and he reigned 9 years. And he did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, yet not as the kings of Israel who were before him. Against him came up Shamalshir, king of Assyria, and Hoshea became his vassal, and paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria found treachery in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and offered no tribute to the king of Assyria as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. Then the king of Assyria invaded all the land and came to Samaria, and for 3 years he besieged it. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria, and he carried the Israelites away to Assyria and placed them in Hala, and on the Habor, and river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. And this occurred because the people of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the customs of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel, and in the customs that the kings of Israel had practiced. And the people of Israel did secretly against the Lord their God things that were not right. They built for themselves high places in all their towns, from watchtower to fortified city. They set up for themselves pillars and Asherim, and on every high hill and under every green tree. And there they made offerings on all the high places, as the nations did whom the Lord carried away before them. And they did wicked things, provoking the Lord to anger. And they served idols, of which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this." Yet the Lord warned Israel and Judah by every prophet and every seer, saying, "Turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes in accordance with all the law that I commanded your fathers and that I sent you to you by your servants, by servants and prophets. But they would not listen, but they were stubborn as their fathers had been, who did not believe in the Lord their God. They despised his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers and the warnings that he gave them. They went after false idols and became false, and they followed the nations that were around them, concerning whom the Lord had commanded them that they should not do like them. And they abandoned all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made for themselves metal images of two calves. And they made an Asherah, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. And they burned their sons and their daughters as offerings, and used divination and omens, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. None was left but the tribe of Judah only. Judah also did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the customs that Israel had introduced. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, and afflicted them, and gave them into the hand of plunderers until he had cast them out of his sight. When he had torn Israel from the house of David, they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord, and made them commit great sin. The people of Israel walked in all the sins that Jeroboam did. They did not depart from them until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had spoken by all his servants, the prophets. So Israel was exiled from their land to Assyria until this day. And the king of Assyria brought people from Babylon, Cuttah, Ava, Hamath, and Sepharim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the people of Israel. And they took possession of Samaria and lived in its cities. And at the beginning of their dwelling there, they did not fear the Lord. Therefore the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. So the king of Assyria was told, "The nations that you have carried away and placed in the cities of Samaria do not know the law of the God of the land. Therefore he has sent lions among them, and behold, they are killing them, because they do not know the law of the God of the land." Then the king of Assyria commanded, "Send there one of the priests whom you carried away from there, and let him go and dwell there, and teach them the law of the God of the land." So one of the priests whom they had carried away from Samaria came and lived in Bethel, and taught them how they should fear the Lord. But every nation still made gods of its own, and put them in the shrines of the high places that the Samaritans had made, every nation in the cities in which they lived. The men of Babylon made Sukkoth-Benoth. The men of Cuth made Nergal. The men of Hamath made Ashima. And the Avites made Nabaz and Toktak. And the Shepharites burned their children in the fire of Adrammelech and Amalek, the gods of Sepharim. They also feared the Lord, and appointed from among themselves all sorts of people as priests of the high places, who sacrificed for them in the shrines of the high places. So they feared the Lord, but also served their own gods, after the manner of the nations from among whom they had been carried away. To this day they do according to the former manner. They do not fear the Lord, and they do not follow the statutes of the rules, or the law of the commandment that the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel. The Lord made a covenant with them and commanded them, "You should not fear the Lord. You should not fear other gods, or bow yourselves to them, or serve them, or sacrifice to them. But you shall fear the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt with great power and with an outstretched arm. You shall bow yourselves to him, and to him you shall sacrifice. And the statutes and the rules and the law and the commandment that he wrote for you, you shall always be careful to do. You shall not fear other gods. And you shall not forget the covenant that I have made with you. You shall not fear other gods, but you shall fear the Lord your God, and he will deliver you out of the hand of your enemies." However, they would not listen, but they did according to their former manner. So these nations feared the Lord and also served their carved images. Their children did likewise, and their children's children, as their fathers did. So they do to this day. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning, Father God. We lament. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Our heart grieves, Lord Father God, because your heart grieves. This word on today, Father, that you have brought before us, a word that grieves your heart. When the people of old, the people of Israel, when they turned away from you, Lord Father God, from serving you, from keeping your commandments, Lord Father God, it led to this, the day that even they burned their children, Lord Father God, as other nations did, the nations that you had drove out before them. Hallelujah. The nations that you told and commanded them not to be like. Oh, hallelujah. They grieved your heart, Lord Father God. Oh, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God. Even in my remembrance on today, right now, this moment, Lord Father God, days when I laid before you, when I walked before you and did what was evil in your sight, my God, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, yet you are merciful, God. You continue to pursue, you continue to seek after me, Lord God. Your hand continued to still be outstretched, your arm not too short, Lord Father God. And I thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for your son, Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my King, my Deliverer. Hallelujah, my Redeemer, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for not turning away. For you are just to have given me a reward, a recompense that would have consumed me, Lord God. Hallelujah. But your grace, your mercy was sufficient, Lord Father God. You kept your hand of grace and salvation outstretched. And I thank you this day, Lord God. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord Father God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your unwavering love, Lord Father God. Hallelujah. Your sacrifice of your son, Jesus, Lord God, that you might give me the opportunity to be clothed in his righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for a new day in you, Lord God, a new day to call upon your name, to repent before you, oh hallelujah, to glory, to bask in your presence, Lord Father God, to call you Lord, to call you Abba, to call you King, friend, lover, oh hallelujah, you are my peace, you are my joy, oh hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, you are the great I am. And I thank you this day, Lord Father God. I thank you. I bless you, Lord Father God. I exalt you. I magnify you. I lay before you, Lord Father God, surrendering my all, Lord God, that you might be glorified, that you might be lifted up, that you might be exalted, Father God. Thank you for forgiving me this day, Lord God. Thank you for forgiving me friends, Lord Father God, brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, who have come alongside me, Lord Father God, who have shared this journey with me, Lord God. Thank you for a darling grace, a beautiful wife, Lord Father God, a friend and a lover, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Father God, for a person who listens, oh God, who comes alongside me, Lord Father God, who hears my cries, who laments with me, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing her to share my ups, my downs, hallelujah. My tears, oh hallelujah, my laughter. Thank you, Lord Father God, for who she is and who she continued to be. Her compassion, her joy, her passion for you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Father God, for you could have not given me a better partner. I love you today, Lord Father God. I thank you for all, for who you are and for who you continue to be, Lord God. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for this day, giving us our daily bread, Lord God. We will be ever so mindful to do and be all that you created us for, that you might be glorified. We bless you. We praise you in the mighty and magnificent name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. Be glorified on today, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, family, I thank you today. Thank you for allowing me that opportunity to bless the Lord our God. It's my hope and my prayer that you know that God is with you, never to leave you nor forsake you. And those of you, my friends, who have not yet called upon the name of the Lord out of your heart, confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. We love you. Indeed, we do. Grace and peace be upon you. And we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, hallelujah.